It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The global tattoo market, the research report was published over the summer. It looks at market size, industry trends, demographics, and analysts predict strong growth for the foreseeable future, in part driven by technology innovation and an evolving tattoo culture that is more diverse and inclusive. Join in on body art, healing from trauma, eliminating stereotypes about tattoos, 800-642-1234. Caitlin Romanesco is here and is a tattooist and medical esthetician at Plastic Surgery and Skin Specialist by Bay Care Clinic in Green Bay. Caitlin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Alexandra Winthrop as well, tattoo artist at Evergreen Studios in Chicago. Work includes scar cover-up tattooing. Alexandra, welcome to you from the Windy City.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great being here.
Well, Alexandra, let's start with you. You do tattoos to cover up scars. What range of experiences do people have before coming to you?
I work primarily, it's a good mix of folks coming in with self-harm scars and surgery scars. So a lot of folks either looking to heal from really dark times or just, you know, get over a traumatic portion of their lives, just looking for a non-judgmental person to help them through that journey.
I would imagine, too, that people of all ages from all walks of life are, coming to you. How do you develop rapport with a stranger as they sit down with you and open up about a deeply personal experience about a scar, or also sharing a personal experience of getting a tattoo?
Oh, my. It's definitely tricky with that. It helps. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. Building up that rapport is kind of coming second nature now. It also helps that I myself am someone who have sought out a scar cover up in the past. So being able to have that empathy for folks coming in and knowing the stigma that folks feel in having to hide those scars and looking for that place of healing, is helpful in that experience.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, let's turn to you because you work out of a clinic setting, a medical clinic in Green Bay. How does your work differ from decorative tattooing?
So it honestly doesn't really differ too much as far as clinical versus tattoo shop specifically. Mm-hmm. We're still tattooing. The only difference would be that I work kind of hand in hand with our surgeons here, especially with the type of tattooing that I do with mastectomy or breast cancer survivors. They go hand in hand. So I am able to kind of consult and have these discussions with these patients before we even go in and kind of figure out the tattoo part.
How successful are you in able to use that form of tattooing after a mastectomy?
Yeah, so very successful. Every patient has a different journey, right? Their healing journey has started, maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago, sometimes even longer than that. I like to kind of consider myself that finishing piece, if you will, or like kind of that last topper to the cake, if you will, kind of give them that sense of being whole again. Some of them feel like they've lost part of who they are as a woman, and I'm able to kind of come in and give them a little bit of that back.
We're talking about tattooing that addresses issues of trauma and body image. Caitlin Romanesco, their medical esthetician and tattooist in Green Bay. Alexandra Winthrop with us, Chicago tattoo artist. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Alexandra, deeply personal, I'm sure, but can you talk a little bit about your perspective of SCAR cover-up and what you have gone through?
Well, they're very much with any kind of scars. There is that stigmatization of, I mean, obviously it's been folks who are looking for a cover-up for that have those scars because, especially self-harm-wise, because they have been through a dark time. And as with many things, visually-wise, anything that's perceived as different is going to get a lot of judgment. So for myself or for the clients with whom I work with, there is that sense of looking to regain that confidence, feeling at home in one's own body again. Definitely that biggest portion of the healing journey. And to an extent, there is a lot less stigmatization with extensive or beautiful tattooing than there is with visual scars. The folks getting those scar cover-ups, they're always going to know that those scars are there. But being able to, visually replace them with something beautiful, something that's of one's own choice, is so important, because whether it's self-harm scars or surgical scars, receiving those scars isn't necessarily one's choice. So being able to take that power back and be able to make that choice that I'm going to make this into something beautiful, it's, so important with any scar cover-up.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's go to Karen in Green Bay. Karen, what's your story?
My story is I had breast cancer, and I lost, of course, my hair and my eyelashes and my eyebrows. And, I'd look in the mirror after I had cancer, and I'd think, who is that? I was like a ghost. So anyway, I decided, since my eyebrows never came back, I decided to treat myself to microblading. And it was a miracle. I had that done. It just helped me so much as far as my self-esteem. I just felt more beautiful. I'd get up in the morning and I'd look in the mirror and like, oh my gosh, I'm back again. But anyway, so it was just such a gift to me, to be able to have that done. And that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much. Caitlin, what do you make of that? A gift to see yourself whole again, or how you would like to see yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly that. It's truly a gift. It's such a privilege, and it's super rewarding, especially in the field, that Alexandria and I are in, to kind of give that back to someone, especially when they've gone through so much, whether it be, self-harm, cancer, surgery, whatever their journey is. It's so awesome to give that to them, where they're looking at themselves in the mirror and they feel beautiful and they feel whole. There's really no other feeling that's really more rewarding than that.
And can you explain a little bit, because you are trained in 3D tattooing and this form of medical tattooing. Can you explain a little bit there? Yes.
So really the main difference with that is, with Alexandria, she's, doing more of the big pieces, which, I looked at some of her work earlier, and by the way, it's amazing. I specialize more in actually just creating what looks like a normal areola with a nipple. Mm-hmm. And that can be either we're starting from scratch, we're creating two new ones for a patient, or sometimes they already have one and we're going to have to create the other one to kind of match that one. And sometimes too, they have lightening of the areola and we have to go in and kind of touch that up or, make it darker. It's all kind of case by case, if you will. But more of it is just on the realism aspect for people that aren't necessarily ready to kind of go and create like a big, bold piece. They don't really, that's not what they're going for. That's kind of where I come in.
We're exploring the power of tattoos with Caitlin Romanesco, medical esthetician, tattooist in Green Bay, and Chicago-based tattoo artist Alexandra Winthrop on Scar Cover-Up. Join in on expressing through tattoos how you've seen the cultural significance. Maybe you've had a scar cover-up. 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tattoos, piercings, they've skyrocketed in popularity over the last few decades. And according to a recent piece in SciPost reporting on psychology and neuroscience, trauma survivors may turn to body modification like tattoos as a way to overcome past experiences. Join in on tattooing as a healing art on Scar Cover-Up, 800-642-1234. Tattoo artists Alexandra Winthrop and Caitlin Romanesco stay with us. We heard from Sheila in Madison, called in and couldn't stay with us. And Sheila wants to know, Alexandra, when tattooing over scars, does the body absorb or spread the ink differently?
It depends on the type of scar tissue. So the main types of scar tissue out there, there's the more shallow scars. There's thicker, deeper scars. You can have hypertrophic scarring or keloid scarring. All of them act very differently in regards to how you tattoo them, how it heals. Most often with any sort of thicker scars, you may need a second pass over the scar tissue to ensure that everything is just as saturated as it is on the rest of the skin. High detail may not be possible with some thicker scars. So depending on the type of scar, I may elect to, do more of a texture-based design to conceal them versus like something super, super detailed. Or, there's definitely many ways of doing that. I always do a very in-depth consultation with folks before we get into the design to get an idea of the type of scarring that they have and what exactly design-wise would work best for their particular scar situation.
That makes sense. Caitlin, Sheila also was wondering that red ink on tattoos, that it used to be problematic with MRIs, and is wondering, is that still the case?
I have personally not experienced that. I think pigments have come a long way since then. The pigments that I use are specifically created for tattooing areolas. It is actually an areola pigment set. I wouldn't necessarily say we even use a red. I use more of pinks and neutrals versus a solid red color.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila, for those questions. Let's bring in Susan now in Madison. Susan, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Well, I just have basically a comment. Actually, it's an aha moment, because I'm a cancer survivor and I, in 2017, had breast replacements with the tattooing done. And I just realized that I do have tattoos and I don't even think of them as tattoos. I think it was just part of the treatment, part of the process. And I just realized that, yeah, I have tattoos.
Susan, thank you. So, Caitlin, I would imagine you would see that as a success story.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's awesome. That means that, whoever did those areolas, I mean, they did a great job and she's obviously very happy with them. So I'd say that was a job well done.
How long after surgery must you wait to begin your process?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I rule of thumb 6 months at least from last surgery. There are certain circumstances where I have done it slightly sooner, only off of their doctor's request. But typically, I will not touch their skin until 6 months last surgery.
Talking with Caitlin Romanesco, medical esthetician and tattooist in Green Bay. Alexandra Winthrop is here, tattoo artist in Chicago, on scar cover-up. And your experiences, 800-642-1234. I want to turn to licensing, Alexandra. What is involved in the licensing of a tattoo artist where you are?
That's a great question. It definitely varies by state and location. In Chicago, the tattoo studio is the one that necessarily requires a license. Individual artists have to renew their yearly bloodborne pathogens training, but individuals themselves do not require a tattoo license.
Okay. And Caitlin, I understand you received training at an institute of tattooing in Pennsylvania. What was your licensing like for you and that training?
Yeah, so the licensing here in Wisconsin is actually very similar to what it is in Chicago. For tattooing specifically, a lot of that has to do with the clinic and getting those done and then renewing your bloodborne pathogens yearly as well. As far as my training, yes, I went to Soller Institute, which is in Pennsylvania. It's affiliated with Penn State, and they work out of there doing all the areola reconstruction for them. It was about a week long, full days, 10-hour days, just basically nonstop tattooing. We did have, models come in or, breast cancer patients from some of the hospitals out in Pennsylvania that we were able to kind of work on, which was super rewarding and just overall an amazing experience. If anyone's looking to kind of ever get into it, I would definitely recommend going out there, making the trip. It's definitely worth it.
Let's bring in Joy now in West Bend. Joy, hi. You're a nurse?
Yes, well, I'm a retired nurse, but I worked in inpatient psychiatry at one time, and I think about a woman who came in. She would be self-harming and, ask to come in. And I just think about her a lot because when I would try to talk with her about her, the emotional, physical, and sexual abuse she suffered as a child, the rest of our staff would say, "Well, we just want you to give medications and, talk lightly with these people. We don't want you to open this can of worms." In order to have a tattoo to cover up something like that or to help deal with that, I would think that a person has to go through a lot of therapy or a lot of work to get to a point where you're ready for a tattoo. And I'm wondering how these tattoo artists have been involved with that work that people have done. Is it done before they come, during, after?
Joy, yeah, such an important question. Alexandra, you first.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such an endeavor if you're looking to get a scar cover up, going to an absolute stranger with this amount of trauma that you've suffered and having to open up about some of that too, or at least be vulnerable enough to say, "Hey, I'm looking to get a scar cover up." Again, as someone who has gone through that myself, I understand there, some folks are going to want to delve into that a little bit during the tattoo. Some folks are not going to. And it's so important to be able to, be there for them no matter which way they're feeling. And number one, offer up that opportunity to get the scar cover up, but just be that person who, understands that you've been through something, you're looking to regain something, and I am here for that. I'm here to help you for that.
Alexandra and Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Alexandra Winthrop is a tattoo artist at Evergreen Studios in Chicago. Caitlin Romanesco is a medical esthetician and tattooist at Plastic Surgery and Skin Specialists by Bay Care Clinic in Green Bay. And stay with us on this topic as we hear from the owners of a tattoo studio in Madison catering to Indigenous and LGBTQ plus communities. Join in on Tattoos and Diversity in Ink, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.